Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Interesting development in the Lamar Jackson situation. Good friend of ours, Rob, friend of the show, Josina Anderson, who does a great job covering the NFL. She said this, countdown to the Lamar Jackson contract decision. Will any more guaranteed money get added to the deal? Biscotti, the owner, Steve Biscotti, would never green light a Deshaun Watson style fully guaranteed deal. Jackson has a strong argument for more. My understanding is an improved offer is out. So basically, Rob, she's saying the Ravens will never give him a fully guaranteed deal. Rob, I disagree. If Lamar Jackson held out, they wouldn't have a choice. And what they know is he's not going to hold out. In fact, John Harbaugh, just about 15 minutes ago, Rob, he was asked if Lamar might hold out. Here's what Harbaugh said. No, Lamar has said he's focused on the season. He's under contract, and he's going to have the best season he can have. He's hopeful to get a new contract, and we're hopeful to get him a new contract. All the rest of it is business. There's nothing other than coming to something that is mutually agreeable. I like Lamar's attitude. I love that he's a gamer, that he's a baller, that he's like, I want to go out there and win. But I think they're going to take advantage of him. Now, he's going to get paid handsomely, yes. But they're not going to give him what he wants, Rob, unless he demands it. And this is the business of the game that he might not really like, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, John Harbaugh, I forgot when he signed his new deal. I'm sure it's fully guaranteed, but that's another story.
Good point.
I mean, these guys, they kill me with that. Imagine John Harbaugh, if they offered him a contract that wasn't fully guaranteed, he wouldn't be there. He'd be a coach somewhere else. But, of course, and you know what, Lamar, it's real simple. I'm going to just break it down to you. You got to give to get, and you got to make a sacrifice sometimes because people aren't going to do automatically what's right and what's just. You deserve this. There's no reason in the world. Don't say you're never going to do something or it can't be done. Because Deshaun Watson got it done, so it can be done. Kirk Cousins got it done, so it can be done. This whole notion that it can't be done or Busotti, the owner, is not going to do it, that's fine. You know what? Then let somebody else play quarterback the first month of the season and then get back to me. That's how you make people do what you need them to do. And, you know, I mean, you have to take care of yourself in these negotiations and when it comes to your contract. Because we've seen this happen before. Emmitt Smith did it to Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Held out of camp, Chris. Yep. Missed the first two games of the year. The Cowboys went 0-2. I don't know what Jerry would have done if they'd gone 2-0, but they went 0-2. And right. Guess what? Emmitt Smith was back with the team and got a new deal. That's how you make people do stuff. You gotta force them sometimes when they don't come to the table. That's it. Lamar, it ain't that hard. It really isn't. And, you know, we all have to sacrifice at some time, Chris, in our lives to get what we want. And I think that's what he should do.
Rob, Baltimore was 1-5 last year without Lamar.
They're
a Super Bowl contender.
With the roster they have, if he's playing.
Without Lamar, they're not even going to make the playoffs. And I don't think it would get that far, but I agree with you that and this is where, and when you were off and Ephraim Salam was filling in for you, I think it was Ephraim that said this. He brought up an interesting point about how, you know, usually you get an agent for a lot of reasons, right? You have an agent. I have an agent. But one of the reasons you get an agent is so they deal with your employer face to face. For your employer may say negative stuff. Oh, he's not this, he's not that. Ratings are this, ratings are that. You know, it's all a part of the negotiation. And Ephraim brought up, with Lamar negotiating face-to-face, they can't say any of that. And he's probably right. They can't say, well, you know, you get hurt a lot, or you might get hurt, you run the ball too much, whatever. But so that's a benefit for Lamar. But conversely, Rob, I don't know this, but maybe Lamar negotiating with them face-to-face can't also say to them, look, I'm going to hold out. He's friends with them. They get along. Obviously, he has respect for his head coach. He wants to play this year. Maybe that's why sometimes you need the agent, most times, because the agent, you can tell the agent, go in there and tell Harbaugh, I'm sitting out if I don't get my fully guaranteed money. Whereas he might not feel like saying that to Harbaugh himself, your agent, let him do it. And that could be a part of this, Rob. But
you know what, Chris? Here's my game plan if I was Lamar. Don't say anything. Go through everything. And then don't show up to the game on Sunday.
Wow.
Now, you want to talk about shockwaves and letting somebody know you're serious. Like, I think you would get their attention like ASAP. And, you know, your teammates have to deal with it. I get it. You want to play for your teammates and all that, but it's still a business and you have to take care of yourself and your family. And they can't get in the way of money, okay? This guy's won a unanimous MVP. He's won a playoff game. He makes that team a viable candidate, Chris, to have a chance to be good to the Super Bowl. And sometimes you have to let people know you mean business. And I think that would wake up the Ravens, wouldn't it? If the news broke, Lamar's not at the ballpark. It's 3 hours
before. I
wouldn't
do it that way. If I were him, I think that puts your teammates in a bad position. And you're right. I get it. Because there is a there's a school of thought where your teammates would be disappointed you're letting them down. But I also think, Rob, a lot of them understand this is a business, right? And him getting guaranteed money, who knows? Would it spill over to other positions eventually? I mean, that'd be way down the road. But that could help all the players eventually. So I don't think – I think at the end of the day they would ride with him because they understand he's just taking care of business. But I think if I'm Lamar – and look, Rob, I'll say this. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he'll do it because I think the time to do it was a while ago. But I think if he did it now, said, look, I'm not playing this season without a new contract. I don't know that he'd get to game one without – them giving him that contract. Well, now, they open up with the Jets. They may want to say they got three games that are winnable. The Jets, the Dolphins are tough. And the Patriots, who, you know, that's not a walkover.
But still, it's always time because ultimately he's disrupting. Whenever you can disrupt what's happening, that's how you get the attention of people and the owner, who no doubt would be on the phone and they would be calling them and being like, where are you or what's happening? And there's no agent to call. You have to try to get through to him. And if I don't pick up the phone for Sunday, just for Sunday to let
but
them
if
know,
you do it now, they might give you the deal before Sunday. Then you don't have to miss a game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if they've told them already that they're not doing it and he knows for sure that he's not going to get a fully guaranteed contract, this is the time to do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a Big Ten Network analyst, also co-host of The Rally on Bally Sports, and played a little football himself, won a national championship as a linebacker with Ohio State back in 2014. We welcome in Joshua Perry. Joshua, how are you?
What's up?
Doing well. Appreciate y'all having me.
Good to have you. Now, let's start. I mean, you're a Buckeye. Let's start with the Buckeyes. They beat Notre Dame, number five.
I took Notre Dame. I took Notre Dame plus the 17.5. Sorry about that.
Well, you got that. But, yeah, there it is. You heard the line.
Yes.
And even though Ohio State won, there were a lot of people that weren't very impressed with their performance. What'd you think?
I thought the line was too big to begin with. And, you know, it's an opening game. You've got Notre Dame with the new head coach, Marcus Freeman, who's got direct Ohio State ties. About four of his staffers got ties to Ohio State as well. Number five team in the country at the time. It felt like a big line. The way I see it, Ohio State took steps in multiple ways. I think their offense left a lot to be desired for a lot of people who are used to seeing what they did last year. High-flying, a lot of yards. But defensively, a shutout in the second half, that's something they haven't done against a good team in quite a while. So I think there are some building blocks there. C.J. Stroud, from watching the tape, probably, you know, reading the newspaper clippings a little bit throughout the early part of the summer and into training camp, maybe didn't expect as much resistance, didn't see the field great to begin with.
Right.
But that run game was able to salt it away in the fourth quarter, and I think that's another step, too, from an Ohio State offensive line and running back group that wasn't seen as physical last year.
Let's switch over to Michigan, and obviously you know the rivalry between Ohio State and Michigan. And last year, Michigan finally beat Ohio State since the Louisiana Purchase was signed. I mean, it took forever. But Jim Harbaugh is playing musical quarterbacks with two quarterbacks. I don't like it. It never works. It tells me when you have two girlfriends that neither one is any good. What do you make of two quarterbacks?
It's a tough situation, and I feel for Cade McNamara because he did everything that hasn't been done at Michigan in a long time, beat Ohio State, win a Big Ten championship, go to the college football playoff, first time in program history. Felt like he never really got the respect last year because he's not a flashy, twitchy athlete, but all he did was take care of the football and go out there and win games. Now, you saw J.J. McCarthy gets in the game. He has a 20-yard scamper to the end zone. I think that's what people want to see, and that's what wows folks. And so it's a tough spot. I think Jim Harbaugh wanted to put it in the court of public opinion and kind of let everybody else see what's going on. So when he makes the call that's probably going to be unpopular, which is going with the young guy, people can't get mad. And I think it's hard to judge these guys based off of playing two separate opponents in two different situations. Vanderbilt beat Hawaii by 50 points. So what do we think Michigan might do to them? Like, this is not a good team. It's a strange situation, certainly, and it feels like everything's leaning toward J.J. McCarthy right now.
What do you think about – it'll be a few years, of course, but the 12-team playoff that will eventually be going to, what's your thoughts on that? You like it or not?
I was always a six-team playoff guy. Give the first two seeds byes, and then you play the rest of them. Based off of that, I don't think that there are 12 teams in the country that could win a national championship on a year-to-year basis. There are barely three teams that can do it. Typically two teams and a drop-off from there. So
didn't we see that last year with Michigan? They were fourth. They got boat raced. They weren't even competitive in that game.
I feel like we see it almost every year. I mean, there are blowouts in the college football playoff every stinking year. The year we won the championship, the blowout was actually – in the national championship game. You could have called the semifinal between my Ohio State Buckeyes and Alabama the actual championship game in that season. Now, listen, everybody's going to be happy. Schools are going to get more money. TV networks are going to continue to make a ton of money. I think getting more kids in there is a great experience and everything. But if we're talking about who can actually win a championship, you're not going to convince me 12 teams can win it.
How would this change when you played, obviously, at Ohio State? Like you said, you got four teams that are getting in. How would this change your mentality as a player? Let's say whether if you lose your first game, like we saw LSU lose to Florida State, or we can even go with Notre Dame losing to Ohio State. If it's a 12-team playoff, how does that change your mentality early in the season if you have a bad loss or just a lost period?
The interesting thing about college football and the reason why I think it is the greatest sport on the planet is playoff races are talked about the first week of the season. There are people effectively eliminating the Pac-12 from the college football playoff this year based off of what we saw in week one. We haven't seen a two-loss team get into the college football playoff since its inception. You run the table or you lose a game and you have no margin for error outside of that. And I'm not saying that we're going to lose urgency because my mentality has always been win them all. I play to win. But there is that lack of urgency that comes with knowing that at some point there's probably a three or even four loss team that makes it into a 12-team field.
No doubt.
Four loss.
Here's the other thing I want to add. We know that there are some kids who don't play in their bowl game because they're going to the pros. They don't want to risk it. Is there any chance? I'm not talking about like of the top three or four schools, but if you're in one of these schools and you're just going to be dog food for Alabama or Clemson or you know, Georgia or whatever it is, are you for sure playing in that?
Let me tell you this. If I am a first-round graded pick and I'm sitting there probably outside of that number six area, I am considering – really long and hard about what these extra games might do to my career potentially. One of my friends and now colleague, he's a Central Ohio guy, played his college football at the University of Michigan, was an All-American tight end, Jake Butt, ruined his knee in a bowl game. And he doesn't regret playing, and I can appreciate that. But a lot of people would use that as an example to why cats don't play. And so if you feel like you can't make a run, you're not going to actually challenge for a championship sitting there at 8, 9, or 10, 11, 12, I could see a situation where guys might opt out. There are other guys who are just built different. They're going to play regardless, and I give a lot of credit to them. But we're making business decisions at this point.
That's a real take, Chris, because if you're in that spot and you just your team really doesn't have a shot, you got to really look at your future.
I wonder, and Joshua, if you make the 12, I mean, obviously you're one of the top programs in the country if you get in the playoff. I hear what you're saying about these bowl games, because my contention is the bowl games are meaningless now, other than the three that are involved in the playoff. Even the big ones now don't mean a thing to most people. If it's a 12-team playoff, wouldn't you feel like even if you're the 12th seed that you got a shot? I think players would be more prone to play because they feel like they got a shot to win a championship.
I mean, here's the reality of the situation is if you lost three games in the regular season, do you deserve a shot at playing?
Man, nobody's getting there with December. Nobody's getting there with three losses. Come on.
Yes,
two losses max. There is nobody that'll get there with three.
I'm not exactly sure about that.
I'm with you.
Well, Rob doesn't want more football, Joshua. That's why.
I don't want more bad football. Is what I don't want. I don't want blowout play, bowl games. That's not what I want. I don't want to see Michigan play and not compete. I don't. That doesn't entertain me at all. I'm looking for Golden Girls reruns by halftime.
You're looking for me.
Let me ask you this question though. You don't think that there are people who would be in that room that would see a three-loss team from the SEC that would say that they're better than a two-loss team or a one-loss team from the Pac-12?
Of course they would.
That's where I think you'd have to make some type of stipulations that, a certain number of teams from a conference. Obviously, you're going to have, five bursts from the conference championship it might be. And then I don't see – there shouldn't be that many teams from the SEC.
Here's last year, Utah was a three-loss team. Guess where they ranked last year? Number 11. So they would have been in with three losses. That's Utah. So you're right.
Didn't they win their conference? They would have been a potential automatic qualifier.
Yes.
If they're one of the highest ranked conference champs.
Yeah, that's a perfect example right there.
I love the playoff. All right. I love it. I'm tired of these meaningless bowl games, and you might get some upsets. You get upsets all the time in the NFL playoffs, so I think you might get a few. But, hey, we'll
see. But the NFL is built for parity. College football is
agreed.
Not built like that.
No, not at
agreed.
All.
Agreed. Agreed. Right. But it can change. But, all right, Joshua Perry, great stuff, man. We'll get you on again. We really enjoyed your commentary. He is with the Big Ten Network, an analyst there. Also, check him out, co-host of the Rally on Bally Sports.
I thought they're changing the name of that to the Big 40 Conference, no?
soon
it's
enough.
It's coming. All right.
All right, Josh. Thanks, man.
You guys are fun. Appreciate it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, let's move on to the San Francisco 49ers, which is a very interesting, I think, Rob, one of the most intriguing situations in the league at their quarterback position, where they've turned the team over to Trey Lance. Yet, as we all know, they've kept Jimmy Garoppolo as a backup. And Rob G, Albert Breer does a great job with the Monday Morning Quarterback. He wrote about this recently. Tell us what he said.
Yeah, his initial column that came out earlier this morning, he said, quote, talking about Trey Lance and the Jimmy G situation. I'd heard Trey Lance was a little annoyed in the immediate aftermath of Jimmy G's restructuring. He's a smart, mature kid who I believe can handle it, though. Truth is, if he couldn't, you might have bigger questions about where the Niners are at the position. Now, obviously, when you say that he was annoyed, it became a huge talking point and went viral for a few hours, which promptly prompted our man Albert Breer to change the copy in his column, which now reads, "While I'd heard the news was, as you'd expect, a little complicated for Lance to take at first," then he continued on his own.
Chris, Chris and Rob, I got a problem with that.
You're not even talking about the annoyed. You're talking about the fact that he changed.
Yes, Chris, because you shouldn't because that sounds to me like there was pushback. You know what I mean? And they made him soften it and saying, like, you didn't have a source.
They meaning probably the Niners.
The Niners, that's what I'm saying.
Whoever he talks to.
Like they, dude, you got me in trouble. Or you know, I can't believe you said that. You'll never get anything from here anymore. Or you know what I mean? Or something of that ilk, Chris. You wouldn't write that unless that's not what you heard. What changed?
Yeah.
Somebody pushed back.
I think there are situations, and you've seen it with reporters, I think it's probably happened to me, I'm sure, when you've said something, say you're on a radio show or, you know, I don't know about TV, but maybe TV, but more so maybe a radio show or something. You say something that you're not really thinking of as a report. You know what I mean? You're just talking about a situation, and then it goes viral as a quote-unquote report.
You mean Rob Marinelli? Oh, I'm sorry. Rod Marinelli. No, that's different. Go ahead.
Oh, that. No, no, but that has happened.
No, well, you said something and then they run with it.
Guys are like,
and say,
look, I didn't mean he's definitely going to the Clippers or he's definitely, you know what I mean? Like, I was just talking about what I've heard, this and that, what guys are saying. That to me, that's one thing. That's different. But you are right, Rob. Once you write it, it's a different animal because it's written and it's viewed as permanent.
Rob G had the
Yes, Albert Breer did address why he changed the column.
Okay.
Said on Twitter, "Full disclosure, my wording might have been a little presumptive there. I'm not climbing in that guy's head. What I heard is it was complicated news to take, blah, 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 blah."
So that means that he didn't have it. Chris, I mean, like, if you're saying I'm not climbing in his head, then whoever told you that or gave you that he was annoyed, then it was a bad source. Or he pushed back and said, who said that?
I think he got pushed back.
Right? That's what it was.
But whatever the case, I believe
he was annoyed.
His first report.
Of course he was annoyed.
Probably is true. Because you're not alleviating it when you say complicated.
Right.
It's not that complicated.
No.
He's a backup. I'm the starter, right?
Right. But the other guy is one more, gotten to the Super Bowl almost twice in his tenure here. Yes. I'm annoyed that he's still around. Yes.
No. Look, I do, Rob, honest, and I believe, I don't know this, I believe they have a good relationship. I thought Jimmy G handled everything well last year. I believe that. I could be wrong. I'm not there. I haven't talked to anybody there. But I believe they do have a good working relationship. And I think they genuinely probably like each other, right? You spend a lot of time together and all that. You're in the quarterback room and all that. But it's still human nature. If I'm Trey Lance, Rob, and my view is this. It's big boy football. It is an uncomfortable situation because you got a guy that's capable of leading them to the Super Bowl backing you up. And everybody knows he's capable. And he's popular in the locker room. And so, of course, if you don't perform well, then there's a chance that, you know, he could end up coming in to replace you at some point. Or there are whispers or rumblings in the locker room, all that. So no matter how close you are, no matter how much you genuinely may like him, Rob, it's human nature to be like, man, he could go somewhere else.
And here, remember this. This is what Jimmy G said, Chris, back in April about the situation last year where they drafted Trey Lance, right? He was supposed to be the heir apparent, and then Jimmy G winds up being a quarterback and gets them a game away from the Super Bowl, right? And he said, quote, "It was a strange year. I don't wish, I don't know if I'd wish that on anybody, end quote. You know, like it's weird.
It still bothers me.
Right? I'm sure Jordan Love felt weird for a minute, you know, when they first drafted him and he comes to Packers
camp.
Well,
obviously Aaron Rodgers didn't like it.
Absolutely. And you saw
it. And he wasn't even threatened by it. You know what I mean? Like, he had no reason to even worry about
Jordan
Love.
To worry about that kid, but still – he didn't like it. Like, who like who is this?
Brady didn't like it when Garoppolo was there.
Right, and they got rid of that.
Let's face it. So I agree, Rob. I think now those words you just read from Jimmy G, that's what Trey Lance is thinking.
Yep. It's strange.
Like, man, here I go. Now I got this. And look, we talked about it. I'm fine. If I'm the Niners, I think this is smart because I think we're a team built to win the Super Bowl now. And if Trey... for whatever, whether he gets hurt or whether he's just not that good or whether he still has potential but isn't ready yet, whatever the case, I have some insurance. And I think that's smart. And I feel like if Trey Lance can't handle what is a difficult situation, then he might not have what it takes to lead us all the way anyway. So it is tough, but you got to play through it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.